You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
Damon Martin, MMA Fighting, and today my interview is with Leon Edwards. Obviously, he had a very tumultuous 2020 after multiple fight cancellations. He got COVID-19, and then he was scheduled for a couple of different fights against Khamzat Chimaev. Both of those fell apart as well. Now he is taking on Bilal Muhammad in the main event at UFC Vegas 21. So we're going to talk to Leon about that fight, what fights didn't come together for this card, and his aspirations for a title shot later this year. Leon, man, how is everything? I know it's been kind of a crazy wild ride to finally get here to where you are actually about to fight again. I don't know, excitement, relief? How are you feeling?
I think it's both, really. I think it's excitement, relief to finally be here in Vegas and finally got a fight ahead. So I'm excited and looking forward to going back out there and showing the fans what I'm about again. I cannot wait.
Yeah. What kind of give me like this roller coaster, because we talked, you know, obviously when the fight with Chimaev was made, I think the second time, I can't remember at this point, but we talked when the fight was made, you were obviously getting ready for that. It kept getting delayed. And then when he fell out of this fight again, we're kind of playing the waiting game. Kind of give me an idea, like what this last month has been like for you.
It's been a frustrating time, like you said. To have the fight taken away from him three times now. This March was the third time he got rescheduled. So it was a frustrating up and down month, but I'm happy that Bilal Muhammad stepped up and gave me an opportunity to still compete, to still fight on the same date, not being pushed back again. You know what I mean? So it's been a frustrating time, but like I said, I'm happy. I'm finally relieved to be in Vegas and be able to compete next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I don't want to spin on a negative subject here, Leon, but I got to ask, because after Khamzat fell out of the fight, you know, obviously right away we heard, you know, maybe it was going to be Colby Covington, because we heard that, you know, it looks like it's going to be Masvidal and Usman, or at least that's what it seemed like, and Colby was kind of the odd man out. Well, all right, perfect. You fight Colby. That's a big fight. Guaranteed number one contenders fight. And then it doesn't happen. So I don't know. You tell me, like, what were your thoughts when you heard the, like, I get, you know, I'm sure you saw his comments. Like, he just didn't want to fight.
Yeah. I kind of expected it. This man been running since forever. You know, every time my name get mentioned, he runs and make excuses. So I expect nothing more from a coward. You know what I mean? I expect this is the way he would approach it. The UFC wanted the fight. They went to him, came to me, they said, would you fight Colby? I said, yes. They went to him, and he just says no. So I suspect that's what he's going to do. And you cannot force a man to fight, you know what I mean? Obviously, it would have been great to have him in there, put him in there to smash his head in. But now here we are with Bilal Muhammad.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know, I mean, listen, Colby did that before with the whole situation when he was supposed to fight for the title. It didn't happen. He ended up getting passed over, and that's how Kamaru Usman ended up getting the title shot. Do you feel like your willingness, you know, to fight a guy, you know, because again, I mean, again, I don't mean, this is obvious, I mean, we know this based on the rankings, you don't get as much beating of Bilal Muhammad as you would, you know, another guy, but you still took the fight. Like, that willingness, you got to imagine that pays off in the long run, right?
Yeah, for sure. I'm showing that I am willing to fight anybody. Khamzat, for example, there was no reason for me to fight him. You know what I mean? He's a new guy in the UFC, up and coming. I didn't need to fight him, but I stepped up and I was willing to fight him. Now Bilal Muhammad, I didn't need to fight him either. I could have waited out and waited for one of his top guys, but I'm not in the waiting game. I'm a young man and I need to be active. And I think all this showing the UFC that I am willing to compete, I am willing to fight any of these guys, and it doesn't matter who's first or who's next. If I believe I am number one, then who gives a shit who's next? You know what I mean? So. Yeah, that's it, really. I'm just showing the UFC that I'm willing to go and hopefully put me in the good books and get me to where I want to get to.
Yeah. Before I get to Bilal Muhammad, let me ask you, of course, you had the matchup with Khamzat match several times. unfortunately, you know, obviously I know we texted about, you know, when you got COVID, it was unfortunate, of course, that he got COVID. Now, I'm sure you've seen the situation where, you know, he even mentioned, you know, the possibility of retirement. I don't know if that's going to happen, but he got hit with it pretty hard. He's still dealing with it. I know he's out there in Vegas right now. I know there was never any, you know, personal grudge with Khamzat, but as the guy who went through COVID yourself, like, what are your thoughts on what he's going through right now?
Obviously, I think number one is his health, right? He's making sure he can recover and hopefully get to compete again. He's a young man, so when I seen that post about him retiring, obviously I felt that's fucked up. You know what I mean? Obviously, it's not in my rear view my right now to compete against. Number one is his health and him recovering and hopefully getting back to his family well and doing well, really. So that's my thoughts, really, just making sure he's in a good place and he's recovering.
Yeah, I know you went through it yourself. I mean, obviously, it's you know, it can take a toll on
you. Yeah, for sure, exactly. I went through it in November, December, and same thing. I lost a lot of weight. My lungs was messed up, and but I'm happy to be back now in full health and happy to be able to compete again. Back up to normal weight, back to normal strength, and it was a weird thing. I've never felt it before. You know what I mean? So. I can't understand what he's going through. From not as bad from what I'm hearing from him, but I had it really bad and that I couldn't compete. You know what I mean? So I feel for the man and I wish him well.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And again, maybe you'll revisit that fight down the road. I know that fight on in terms of, like, you know, rankings and where you've been at in your career never really made sense. Again, you know, of course, you know, the guy was a hyped up guy, and all credit for him getting there. But at this point, it feels like, you know, now you kind of move beyond that, right?
Yeah, for sure. He's nowhere in my plans for the future at the moment. Obviously, I think he should, when he does get healthy, number one, then he should work his way up. I think they put him in number 15 now or 14. So let him fight one of them guys in 15 and work his way up. Because his first three wins, no one ranked in the top 30 in the UFC. You know what I mean? So it's at the moment, he's nowhere in my vision for a future fight. Like I said, I didn't need to fight him. I did it out of willingness and to show the company that I was willing to compete. And that's it, really. Just wishing well, and I'm looking ahead and looking towards the title shot.
Yeah. So now let me ask you about Bilal Muhammad, because, of course, he had a solid win his last fight over Diego Lima. He's ranked in the top 15. He accepts the fight on short notice. Now, again, this is, you know, higher reward, lower risk for him, because he's getting a chance to fight the number three guy in the world. You know, if he loses, people are going to say, well, he does, you know, he wasn't the best guy in the world, and that's okay. And so he's taking, there's always a risk. I mean, you get knocked out, there's always going to be a risk. I don't care, you know, what you're doing. But do you have respect for a guy like Bilal that did willing to step up when maybe a guy like Colby wouldn't?
Yeah, for sure, 100%. Like I said, this is a sport up there. This is what built a sport, right? Fighters fight and. Now it's like a social media game. It's about who says what in social media, and it's all just talks now. You know what I mean? For the fight game, there's, no one wants to fight no more. Everyone is ducking in like the one and two ducking each other, three and four ducking each other. It's like a weird space now to be in the fight game. You know what I mean? So you have to put respect on a man's name like Bilal to have stepping up in competition to face a man like me. You know what I mean? So I respect it, but. Make no mistakes. When it's time to fight, I'm going there to take his head off, and that's just it.
Yeah. Have you been impressed by what you've seen out of Bilal? I mean, he is obviously, he didn't get to the top 15 by mistake, unlike some other guys. He did earn it. He's fought a lot of good guys. You know, he's beaten some decent guys out there. Obviously, I think he had a really strong showing in his last fight with Diego, but I want to get your thoughts. What did you think, or what have you thought of Bilal?
I mean, he's all right. He's a good, durable opponent. He pushes the pace to the fight, and he's an alright opponent. Every time he stepped up, though, from what I've seen of his career, he's always failed. You know what I mean? He's a good mid-tier fighter, I would say, for the UFC. And I think this is a total different level to what he's used to and what he's been against. And that's it, really. He's a good, durable, tough opponent, but this is levels above him, and I cannot wait to go out there and show him.
As DC always says, there's levels to this game. Is that right?
100%. There's levels to this shit.
Now you know, I know we've talked about this. I'm not going to go back in time, but you know, you talked about how ready you were to go out there and kind of make a statement with the Tyron Woodley fight. Unfortunately, it didn't happen, and all the delays and everything happened with COVID and all that kind of stuff. I know Bilal's not the guy, you know, obviously it's not Colby or maybe Masvidal, the guys at the higher end of the division that would have, you know, again, kind of cemented your place there. But do you feel like you still get a chance? Main event, obviously coming back, you still get a chance to make a pretty big statement against a guy like Bilal Muhammad, right? Like, this is still kind of like a way to make 100%. A statement.
Yeah, 100%. That's the first guy like Bilal Muhammad, and to go out there and make a statement. Like you said, if I go out there and fucking lose to this kid, then all these title fights and all these big fights goes away, right? So I have to go out there and make a statement and just show that there's levels to this, like you said, and I deserve in the top tier of the promotion. And that's just it, really, just taking him fully serious and focused 100% on Bilal Muhammad, because if I go out there and lose, then all them fucking title fights and no more contender fights goes away. So that's my main priority, is to focus fully on him, and we go from there after that.
Yeah. Now, again, I'm not looking past Bilal, but considering where you're at in the division, and we kind of know where things are at in terms of the welterweight title, in your mind, Leon, do you believe a win here should cement you as the number one contender in the division?
Yeah, for sure, 100%. After this fight, that'll be 9 fights in a row. That's the third most in the welterweight history of the promotion. You know what I mean? So I truly believe so. Everyone else had their go, had their chance to fight for the title. And they all came up short. Colby got stopped. Burns got stopped. Masvidal got grounded out. So I feel like I've worked my way back up. I've earned this spot. And I truly believe I deserve the next shot at the title.
Yeah. I know it's not a done deal, and it sounds like maybe negotiations have kind of stalled a little bit if you've seen what's going on, you know, between interviews and manager statements, things like that. But what did you make of the whole, you know, Usman and Masvidal possibly, you know, jumping into a rematch after they just fought last July?
Yeah, I seen it. I was frustrated, right? Because, like I said, I truly believe I deserve the shot at the title, and to have him call out Masvidal, I was like, oh, fuck's sake. But looking at from him, from his point of view, it's like easy work for a high payday, right? So for him, it's a good strategy for a fight. But for whoever know that I deserve a title shot, I think everyone knows that. And hopefully after this fight, I can prove my case and we can get a fight done.
Yeah. I mentioned it before, you know, when negotiations stall or negotiations kind of fall out, one guy may be asking for too much money, whatever the case may be. We've seen this time and time again. I mean, Masvidal was in talk to fight Usman, couldn't get a deal done. They went to Gilbert Burns. Obviously, yeah. I know you want to get paid as well, so I know you're not going to go out there and fight for peanuts. But if you go there, you know, you dispatch Bilal Muhammad, do you feel like, you know, that may put you in a position where you can kind of, you know, whatever talks are going on, you can kind of shut them up and jump in there and get your title shot?
Yeah, for sure, 100%. When I go out there and look good and put Bilal away and call out on Kamaru Usman, like you said, I'm in a perfect position to jump the line and give me what I deserve, what I've been deserving, you know? It ain't like I've only been like 1 or 2 wins. This is my 9th win in a row, you know what I mean? So I truly believe I deserve it, and hopefully after this fight, we go to the UFC, have a meeting and see what's on the table.
Yeah. Now, let me correct you there, Leon. You're not jumping the line, because you're absolutely in line. You deserve the shot. You're not jumping anybody's line. I got to be honest with you.
Exactly. I work for it, and I deserve it. And I've fought him before, Usman. I've lost to him 5-6 years ago. I've rebuilt myself, worked for it. And I did it the hard way, you know? Like, no one gave me shit in this game and rushed me to nothing. And, like, I had to grind it out. And this is what I enjoy doing. So after this fight, I truly believe I deserve the next title shot.
Yeah, and I know we've said this many times. I don't need to restate it, but it's true. I know there's nothing personal with you and Kamaru. Usman has actually said nothing but great things about you. And obviously, he keeps mentioning your name as a guy he would fight again. So I imagine that makes you feel good knowing, you know, he's willing. It's obvious. I know he mentioned Masvidal, but I don't think Usman would ever turn down a fight against you.
Nah. Definitely not. Like you said, after he spoke with me, he's always put me in good lights, right? He's never really said, oh, nah, the guy doesn't deserve it or something like that. You know what I mean? He's always saying, oh, yeah, he's there. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't say he's running from me like other guys. Other guys, clearly, they're making excuses not to fight me, you know? And like I said, after this fight, we go from there and see what's next.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So March 13th, you get back in there. You know, this has been a year and a half of frustration. Do you just have to take it all out on Bilal Muhammad? Is that kind of the unfortunate circumstance for him?
Yeah, that's what it is. I'm going in there to put all the frustration, all the year and a half layoff, all on his head, you know what I mean? And I'm coming forward and going there to put him away. So I'm looking forward to it, and I cannot wait.
Absolutely. Well, Leon, I know we've done so many interviews over the last year and a half, and I'm just excited that, like, now we actually get to talk about a fight, right? It's like days away.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So I cannot wait, man. I'm looking forward to it. And like I said, grateful for Bilal for stepping up, making me compete, not pushing me back. And I'm going in there to put on a masterclass and put on a show, and it's gonna be an entertaining fight.
Absolutely. Well, Leon, thank you as always for the time. Obviously, best of luck coming up in the fight. I'm sure we will catch up afterwards. And man, I cannot wait to see you back in action next weekend.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
All right, talk to you soon, buddy.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.